This recording is provided by Christian Missionary Fellowship International, Boston. You're welcome to make free distribution to friends. However, all for-profit distribution is a violation of existing copyright and other applicable laws. For more information about our churches, visit www.cmfiboston.org. Here, a woman thanks God for speaking to her about an issue he has spoken to her about previously. She also thanks God for the opportunity to make her confession public and more sincere. She repents for robbing God by not paying her tithes on time. She blesses God for speaking to her, and she again repents.
Father, I confess to God that I'll pay back everything that I owe you. Lord, I'm going to meet with you, Lord, and make sure that I pay back everything that I owe you. And in the future, Lord, I'll pay my tithes on time. And I'll keep track of everything that you give me and make sure that I give you back, Lord, the way I'm supposed to. Lord, I bless you for your mercy. Amen.
Here, a woman repents for looking for reasons not to pay the tithe. She asks for forgiveness. She asks for grace to pay tithes faithfully on everything she receives.
Forgive me for deciding, oh God, to pay to you what I decide to. Lord, I beg in the name of Jesus that you forgive me tonight. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, that you grant me the grace, oh Lord, to pay my tithes faithfully from this day. Lord, I commit myself, oh God, to pay my tithes from every gift I receive, from every money that comes into my pocket, Lord. I beg in the name of Jesus Christ, I will never come back again to repent to you for not paying my tithes. Or for cheating on you, Lord. I pray that you do it for me as you do it for each and every one of us in Jesus' name.
Here, a woman repents for being a thief. She tried to transfer the overflow of her tithe and offering from the previous year to the tithes for this year. She asks for mercy and promises to pay it back, plus the fifth, according to the law in Leviticus. She asks for grace to live a truthful life.
Forgive me, oh Father, and lead me, oh Father, to live a truthful life, oh Father, because a life of lies in money is a life that is not true. Father, have mercy, oh Lord, and deliver me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Here, a man repents for not paying God as the first thing from his paycheck over the last 2 weeks, and attributes current personal financial struggle to it. He asks for forgiveness and promises to pay it back.
And as a result, O God, because of that financial strain, for having cut into your offering, O God, this week, that I pray again and ask you, O God, to forgive me. I confess, Lord, that I return it, O God. Very quickly, Lord, I give it completely, O God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Here, a man repents for robbing God of tithes and offerings and not giving the money he promised to give to his ministry. He asks for truth in his life.
When I was to give you praise, I didn't pay you. When it made for glory, the fruit forgive me of all this evil. In Jesus' name, and to impart truth into my spirit, Lord, and to make me truly follow you in the way of truth, Father, so that all of my enemies would be in truth. That you would be honored and glorified, and that Satan would have no part in it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Here, a woman repents for not paying her tithes, the first thing out of her paycheck, and asks for forgiveness.
Jesus Christ, for being a thief towards you, Lord. The Lord and the Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, this one time, O God, not paying tithes, not paying my tithes first, Lord Jesus Christ, not giving me what I ought to, Lord Jesus. I pray that you forgive me and help me to continue, Lord Jesus Christ, in the way that you put me to do. Lord Jesus, I beg you, so my repentance is in the truth. I beg you, Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Here, a woman repents for never being consistent in giving to God. She confesses this leads to her being false in other aspects. She prays that God touch her life until she knows full repentance and asks for forgiveness in robbing God.
I pray that you will not spare me, O God. Until my heart has grown through repentance, O God, from stealing and many other things, O God, that you are still to expose. Lord, forgive me for the many times I have stolen from you. O God, I pray that you forgive me, because when we receive this money, O God, we never place a tithe on it. And Father God, we have seen your judgment. I pray, O God, that you forgive me tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.
I'll let people to come and pray in tongues, so that the hardened hearts might be melted tonight. I'll let people to come and wrestle with God in tongues. Because, brethren, this is a night of finality.
Here, a woman repents for not paying tithes on time since arriving to the United States and for not meeting her promises to God. Here, a woman alternately confesses her sin and prays in tongues. It has been cut short for brevity's sake. Here, a woman prays that hardened hearts be softened and that conviction come. Here, a man repents for not giving money to God's people when he knows God wants him to because of what he sees his circumstances to be. He also prays in tongues.
Señor Jesucristo, yo vine devant toi. Te demandé pardon, Señor. Parce que quand je vais au médecin, que Señor, des fois je ne déclare pas toutes les choses qu'il y a dans ma valise, Señor. Je dois être vrai, Señor Jesucristo, pardonne-moi pour cette fausseté, Señor. Señor, pardonne-moi pour tous les cadeaux que j'amène, Señor, à ma famille, Señor, et que je pas déclaré, que j'amène des choses pour les autres personnes et que je ne déclare pas, Señor. Señor, je prie, Señor, afin que tu aies pitié de moi et que tu me pardonnes, Señor. Que tu aies pitié de moi et que tu me pardonnes, Señor. Aie pitié de moi, pardonne-moi, Señor. Je prie, Señor, afin que Je sois vrai dans tous les aspects de ma vie. Que je sois vrai dans tous les domaines de ma vie. Dans tous les domaines de ma vie. Que je sois vrai, Seigneur. Je prie afin que ça se fasse ainsi. Au nom de Jésus-Christ. Amen.
Hora shambara hariaka huriaba. Hora bashakariaba huriaba. Hariaba huriaba. Hariaba huriaba. Hora bakashiriaba haraba hariaba haraba. Hora bakariaka shikaraba huriaba haraba huriaba haraba. Haraba huriaba haraba hariaba shiriaba. Hora bakariaka shakaraba kuriaba haraba haraba huriaba haraba. Hiria bahara bahuria basharia bahuria bahara 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 bahuria bahara 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 haria 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 huria bahara sharra bahuria bahara horia bahara basharia bahuria bahara bahuria bahara shandara bahuria bahara 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 Raba huria baharaba, horra baharia sharaba huria baharia basharaba, haraba huria baharia basharaba huria baharaba hariaba, horra bashinda raba huria bahala bahariaba, horra bahashinda raba huria bahara bahara baharaba, haraka sharaba huria bahara baharia bahara baharaba, urra bashiria bahurda bashiria bahuria baharia baharaba, horra basharaba hara baharia bahara basharaba, Haraba haria bahara bashira bahara baharia bashira bahara bahara ba horra baharia bahara bakashara bahuria bahara bahara ba horra bakashindara bahuria bahara bahara ba horra bakashara bahuria bahara bahara ba horra bashira bahuria bahara ba horra bashira bahuria bahara ba horra bashira bahuria bahara bahara ba horra bashara bahuria bahara bahara ba haraka tandara bahuria bahara bahara ba Shara bahuria bahara 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 bashiria ba horra bahara bashiria bahara 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 ba horra bashiria bahara 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 bashara ba horra bashara ba horra bashara ba horra bashara ba horra bashira bahara bashira bahara bashira ba horra bashira bahara bashira bahara bashira ba horra bashara bahara bashira ba horra bashira ba Horra bashiraba, horra bashiraba. Father, do not leave us. Do not leave us alone, O Lord. Do not leave us alone, O Lord. Until you have done your work. Oh, your great work of heart transformation, O Lord. Horra bashiraba, horra bashiraba, horra bashiraba. Horra bashiraba, horra bashiraba, horra bashiraba, horra bashiraba, horra bashiraba, horra bashiraba.
Here, a woman repents for not paying tithes and offerings. She doesn't have money or a job, yet still she hasn't paid the money she promised to pay to God. She asks for forgiveness.
God is waiting for you to come and pray or to come and confess.
Here, a woman repents for waiting to do the accounting for a church retreat and keeping $200 of church money in her personal account for 2 months before actually fixing the account. She doesn't keep good financial accounts. She repents for being careless with her own money before God. She had planned to give more money than her tithe this year, but instead let marriage costs dominate her finances. Here, a woman repents for making lies with tithes. She uses tithe money to solve personal problems, even though she calls herself a Christian. She asks for forgiveness and the strength to do God's will so that her family and finances won't be cursed. She begs for mercy.
Seigneur Jésus, je viens devant toi avec une liste, Seigneur, de péchés, Seigneur, que j'ai commis. Seigneur, je confesse que je m'inquiète souvent, très souvent, je m'inquiète pour demain, pour mon lendemain, pour mon avenir, je m'inquiète, Seigneur. Je manque de foi, Seigneur. Pardonne-moi parce que je manque de foi, Seigneur. Et je désire avoir le contrôle sur ma vie, Seigneur. Pardonne-moi, Seigneur, pour mon manque de foi, ma légèreté, Seigneur. Pardonne-moi, Seigneur, parce que je me suis mis sur le trône de ma vie. Seigneur, pardonne-moi, Seigneur, parce que dans mes inquiétudes, je me suis réfugiée dans la nourriture, je me suis réfugiée dans le sommeil, mais Seigneur, ça ne m'a pas aidée, Seigneur. Pardonne-moi. Pardonne-moi, Seigneur, parce que tu m'as demandé en janvier de faire des listes de prières pour mon mariage, Seigneur, et je ne les ai pas encore finies, Seigneur. J'ai pris ça trop à la légère, Seigneur. Je n'ai pas fini mes listes de prières. Je te demande pardon, Seigneur. Et Seigneur, je viens devant toi pour te demander pardon, Seigneur, de ne pas avoir partagé ma foi à des amis à l'école lorsque je sais très bien que l'Esprit de Dieu me demandait de partager ma foi. Et j'ai fermé ma bouche alors que tu me demandais d'ouvrir ma bouche. Je n'ai pas saisi les opportunités, Seigneur. Je demande pardon, Seigneur, et je prie au nom de Jésus afin que tu me transformes, Seigneur, que tu brises en moi l'orgueil, que tu brises l'orgueil en moi, Seigneur. Je prie au nom de Jésus afin que tu me changes, Seigneur, afin que tu me consacres à toi, Seigneur, pour de vrai. Consacre-moi à toi pour de vrai, Seigneur. Je prie au nom de Jésus, Seigneur, afin que tu me donnes la foi, Seigneur, afin que je puisse, Seigneur, être dans la paix. Je prie au nom de Jésus afin que tu me donnes la paix, Seigneur. Seigneur, donne-moi la foi, Seigneur. Sois le Seigneur de ma vie au nom de Jésus-Christ. Amen.
We are concentrating now on one thing. Thieves. Every other thing must not be brought up. God is dealing with one thing, our thieves. Thieves from man and thieves from God. That's the only issue that must be treated now. Because there are many thieves in this room. There are many thieves in this room. There are many thieves in this room. There are many thieves in this room.
Father, even if I had to pay my trip, O Lord, 2 times to come to Boston, I would have paid it, Lord. Because maybe the next death announcement could have been me, O God. Because I'm a thief. Lord, when I calculate how much I earned last year and how much I've earned this year, O God, I've seen how much, O Lord, that I've stolen from you. And I'm deprived of so many blessings, O God. And I've even risked my life, O God, so much that it should have cost me a great loss. And even those that I thought I was going to help, O God, could have missed me dearly, O God. But I pray that you continue to open my eyes on this thing, so that I should see how deep is the rottenness of my heart concerning finances, O God. Father, I'm a wicked person, really wicked. And my wickedness has been shown in my finances, the way I spend my money, the way that I manage my home, O God. All my life is totally rotten, is bad. I need your intervention. I need your intervention, Lord. It's as if I'm just crashing, O Lord. It's as if the thing is so deep that I just need but a certain ministry, O God. Because I'm deep, I'm totally off. I cannot manage myself, I cannot manage my finances. Lord, I plead, O Lord. It's serious, and I need your intervention. I plead in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh Lord, I want to confess to you that I'm a thief, Lord.
I We are not here in a religious exercise. We are not here to announcing. We are here to confessing. If you say, oh, I've failed in love, there's no way of measuring love. But God says, it is the tithes and the offering. It is exact amounts that you know. You cannot, the thief does not go on and just continue not to steal. The thief returns all that was stolen. Part of the counterfeit Christianity of our generation is a Christianity that does not include restitution. It's a trick of the devil. When you come to God, you confess and restitute for all the thefts of the past. It may be for thefts of 10 years, or 5 years, or 3 years, or 2 years, or 1 year. But until you have carried out restitution, you have still darkened your future. Should God be a loser and you gain? It's not possible. God cannot lose. He says, give and it will be given to you. Take from God, from your God, and it will be taken from you. Since God blesses a hundredfold, when you steal, you also have a hundredfold curse. There is no way. There is no way you can go free. There is no way you can just go on. You've got to calculate how much you stole. You've got to restitute. You've got to stop stealing. And you've got to restitute for past thefts. If not, you're in for a joke. God will leave you alone. Many people are putting things generally vague. There's no vagueness about money. You must confront how much you have stolen. What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world but lose his soul? If you are not desperate to put things right, stay. This is God says you are cursed. You are cursed with a curse. Because of the tithe and the offering. And of course, We give some time again for anyone who wants to be too desperate. But remember that tonight. It will not be possible to repent tomorrow when you harden your heart today. It will not be possible to repent next week when you harden your heart today. Could three people come and wrestle with God? That their hardened hearts will be melted. Could three people come and wrestle with God? That their hardened heart, they deceived heart, they have cheated and stolen in the past, they think that they will continue as they continued. Unfortunately, they do not know that it is this night, the night of finality.
I just want to make things right now. When Sister Esther Gwan was praying right here, at a certain point of her prayer in tongues, the Lord enabled me to understand what she was praying. And at the end of it, she interpreted part of it. She was praying in her spirit to the Lord, and the Lord enabled me to get the words in English. Now, she was saying, "Father, do not let this go by. That no one will go home without repenting, without facing the facts. And Father, put your finger on that spot and let it stay there." Now, she prayed, continued, and there was a fire of the Spirit that caught some of us. And at the end of it, she interpreted, "Say, Father, don't leave us alone." Now, when I got that, I understood it. I immediately thought the man of God here will get it and interpret it. And I also thought some other people would get it. And as I sat there, I became uncomfortable and wanting to come jump to the microphone and just give the word. And as time went on, he arrested the situation by the Spirit of God. Now, I'm just bringing this up because I don't want to sit on it. The Lord is putting his finger on situations in our lives concerning our finances. Don't let that go by. Face it. Father, I just come to you right now in the name of your Son Jesus. Wrestle with us, O God. In the name of Jesus. Father, I pray as you are knocking at the door, as you are putting your finger on that spot, touching the figures, bringing to memory what has been stolen, what has been kept back. Lord, we face the truth and face it, O God, squarely in the name of your Son Jesus. Lord, we pray that they will not be religious as we've heard this message again and again and again. Lord, today will be the day that we settle it, will be the day that we face it and come before your throne asking for mercy and asking for time. Oh God, we call on you that do not leave us alone, oh God. Do not leave us alone, oh God. That are hardened will be softened. Lord, do not let us to our sin in the name of your Son Jesus. Amen.
Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray that every hardened heart will be broken. That you will arise in this place. Break that which must be broken. That in the area of finances, as your word says, we are cursed with a curse. Lord, in the name of the Lord, may each one of us know, oh God, that we cannot steal from you. That is not possible, Lord. It's not possible, as your word says, can a man rob God? Father, may we know that, Lord, Father, we are just deceiving ourselves. We cannot steal from you, Lord, and be spared. Oh God, that everything, Lord God, that nothing will hide, nothing will be covered, nothing will hide, oh God, that the Spirit of God, Lord, that your Spirit will prevail, that your Spirit will prevail, Lord, breaking and destroying every resistance. Lord, whether it be demonic, we command it to be, Lord, we pray that it will, Lord, that it will, Lord, it will give way, Lord, and that you will have your way, and that each one of us, oh God, would not leave this convention without this revolution, without this transformation, without this breaking, oh God, that you will arise, you will arise, you will arise, you will arise, you will arise and prevail. That anything in us that is resisting true repentance, Lord, in the area of our finances where we have stolen from you, we pray that, Lord, that thing will give way in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Here, a man repents for stealing paper and ink from the printer in the college he uses for his church's music team, though he never pays for it. Here, a man repents for procrastinating and paying tithes.
Seigneur, je confesse que je suis une menteuse, une voleuse. Seigneur, je confesse que l'été dernier, pendant que j'étais en congé de maternité, Seigneur, j'ai gagné des revenus supplémentaires et je devais déclarer, Seigneur, auprès du gouvernement ce que j'ai gagné pendant que je recevais mes prestations de maternité, afin que cela soit déduit des prestations que je recevais. Mais Seigneur, j'ai décidé de ne rien faire. Je me suis justifiée, Seigneur. Je me suis dit que si je déclarais, je devais leur payer seulement 100 dollars. Et j'ai décidé, Seigneur, de voler. Seigneur, Seigneur, ce soir, tu me convainc de mon mensonge. Et je plaide au Éternel afin que tu me pardonnes de mon péché, Seigneur. Seigneur, je vais déclarer, Seigneur, cela. Et je vais payer, Seigneur, ce que je dois au gouvernement avec les intérêts, Seigneur, qu'il faut. Seigneur, je viens également confesser au Dieu que plusieurs fois, Seigneur, j'ai volé le temps de mon employeur, l'utilisant, Seigneur, pour faire mes propres choses, Seigneur. À la fin, le comptabilisant comme du temps que j'ai travaillé. Seigneur, je prie pour que tu me pardonnes pour ce vol et pour ce mensonge, Seigneur. Et je m'engage à faire la restitution. Seigneur, j'ai vécu dans la fausseté. Seigneur, plusieurs fois, Seigneur, pour faire des interrubans à partir de mon bureau. Seigneur, j'avais peur que l'employeur le découvre, Seigneur. Je suis allée dans des salles de réunion pour dissimuler la source, Seigneur. Je prie afin que tu aies pitié de moi. Seigneur, aie compassion de moi, Seigneur, du vol et du mensonge, Seigneur. Je prie pour que tu me pardonnes, oh Dieu, d'avoir volé et d'avoir menti. Seigneur, d'avoir volé le gouvernement, d'avoir volé mon employeur, Seigneur. Je prie pour ta miséricorde. Seigneur, je m'engage à faire des restitutions, oh Dieu. Et je prie afin que tu ouvres mes yeux pour que je voie, Seigneur, tout autre domaine, tout autre aspect ou mensonge, Seigneur, que j'ai fait afin de dissimuler quoi que ce soit sur le plan financier. Seigneur, je vais me repentir et faire les restitutions nécessaires, Seigneur. Au nom de Jésus-Christ, amen.
Here, a woman repents for having a credit card bill and for not paying the last electric bill. She asks for forgiveness and mercy and resolves herself to pay the past due bills.
Oh, Father, you're laying it on my heart again, oh God. I want to confess and repent of this sin of lying and thieving. Oh, God, of paying you only part or none of the tithe and saying that I'm going to pay it back the next week or the next paycheck, oh God. Father, I repent of this lie. Oh, God, I repent of this lying. Lord, because as of yet, I still have yet to pay it back in full. Oh, God, I've lied to you. And I've stolen from you, and I've yet to give it back. Father, I pray from this point on, oh God, you cause me to pay in full, to pay it as the very first thing I do, to worship you and to honor you by giving you the very first check from every paycheck. I pray, oh God, Lord, that you'd not receive it second or any other time, that you wouldn't receive it any other week, but as soon as I get it, I pray. Lord, do it, I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Here, a man repents for letting injustice committed by his business partner in paying employees slide by and promises to fix the problem next week.
Father, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you indeed, O Lord, that you will convict and convict and convict, O Lord. Lord, we confess that you are speaking and you are not speaking in vain. You are speaking, O Lord, indeed, because there are some thieves here who have been stealing from you, O Lord. Father, I pray that all will come to repentance, that all will come to repentance, that this barrier between us and the Holy Spirit will be removed. That the barrier between us and the Holy Spirit in the area of money, in the area of stealing, will be removed. Lord, whether the stealing has been by stealing the tithes and offering and not giving the money to you, or but by misusing your money and spending it on what you will not spend it on what the Lord Jesus Christ will not spend it on. But I pray that there'll be deep conviction and repentance. Deep conviction and repentance, oh God. Father, bring us tonight to deep repentance, oh God. In the area of money, that everyone, oh God, every person here will come out of this meeting clean and clear of all money barriers between you and themselves. That there will be no one, oh Lord. Father, we pray that there will be a willingness to restitute, oh God. Father, we pray that no restitution will be thought as too costly. That no restitution will be thought as too costly, oh God. Father, where there's restitution that needs to be made, oh Lord. Father, we pray that you give the conviction that is necessary to carry it out, oh God. Father, I just plead, oh God, that you come down and win this battle, oh God, in our hearts. Win this battle in our hearts, oh God. Win this battle in our hearts, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Here, a woman repents that her tithe has not risen commensurate to her doubled income. She says she will make restitution and asks for forgiveness.
Je dois confesser aujourd'hui devant le peuple de Dieu que ce n'est que dans un passé vraiment récent que j'ai compris que tout ce temps que je croyais servir le Seigneur, je le volais. Ce n'est que récemment que je l'ai compris et je l'ai confessé à Dieu, mais aujourd'hui devant l'Assemblée, devant le peuple de Dieu, j'aimerais une fois de plus, Seigneur, j'aimerais une fois de plus te demander pardon pour ces mois, pour ces années que j'ai gaspillées. J'aimerais te demander, Seigneur, pardon pour tous ces moments-là où je me décevais en pensant que, en prenant toute forme d'excuse, Seigneur, pour ne pas te payer ce que je te devais. Seigneur, je voudrais te remercier de m'avoir donné récemment de comprendre, Seigneur, la nécessité de le faire. J'aimerais aussi également, Seigneur, te remercier de m'avoir donné de me retourner radicalement et permanemment, Seigneur, sur la route, Seigneur, à travers laquelle je payerai dorénavant fidèlement ma dîme, Seigneur, et mes offrandes. Seigneur, à toi toute la gloire. Au nom de Jésus-Christ. Amen.
Here, a woman thanks the Lord for exposing her heart. She repents for stealing tithes and offerings in the past. She has been paying the percentage she has promised to pay the Lord, but she has not yet paid the previous balance of missed tithes and offerings. She promises to restitute that calculated amount. She commits to make a payment plan while continuing to currently pay the percentage she promised God. She wants her repentance to be complete. Here, a man confesses for making financial vows he cannot keep, the funding, the building of churches, of TBN, etc. He prays for mercy and forgiveness.
God, I make vows that I cannot even keep. Papa, I want to pray that, oh God, you